Good evening, everyone. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee, specifically to discuss some final adjustments to the WBAI budget and hopefully to approve a national office draft budget and consolidated for the year. It is Monday, September 19th at 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of the committee. R. Paul Martin from WBAI is our secretary. R. Paul, could you go ahead and call the roll?
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Jim Kaufman. R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
LeVarn Williams. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
We have eight. That's a quorum.
And Arlene is here, too.
Tracy, are you there?
Sorry. I was on mute. Apologies. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, we have a draft agenda that was sent out at 7:51 this evening. Apologies for how late. Fortunately, it's in the right order. I will read it out loud. There's four items on it. One is to approve this draft agenda. Second is to address some final adjustments to the WBAI budget that we approved last Thursday. The third item is hopefully to approve a national office draft budget proposal. We don't have that yet, but hopefully we will soon. And fourth is simply to finalize our meeting schedule, certainly for the month of October and perhaps for the rest of the year. So we'll do as much of that as is humanly possible. Are there any modifications to this draft agenda?
Did you take the agenda, or was there anything else on it? Because I didn't get it, Tracy.
Okay, I sent it out late. That's why I'm reading it out loud. It's got four items. Approve the agenda. Address final WBAI adjustments. Approve a national office draft budget if we can. And finalize the meeting schedule for the rest of the year. That's all.
If that's all, I can live without having a copy.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Are there any objections, modifications, or changes? Okay, hearing no objections, the draft is now approved. So that will bring us to the WBAI item. We did approve a budget on September 15th. A couple of small changes were uncovered by R. Paul and
LeVarn
Temple.
LeVarn Williams, I'm here.
Thank you, LeVarn. Good to see you. Okay. So here's where we are. We're looking at the small changes to the WBAI approved budget. They are all in the right direction. I think what we will probably do is have the treasurer, R. Paul Martin, address them. We had an email from Berthold Reimers earlier today.
Right.
I think I understand what it says, but R. Paul, do you want to sort of address what the changes are, and then we'll figure out how to deal with them?
Okay. All right. It was sent in to everybody at... it was 17:56 here, so adjust to where you are this afternoon. And first of all, let me say this is Berthold fixed this. I didn't fix this. Berthold did it.
Mm-hmm.
In this spreadsheet, which is named 2011-09-16 WBAI budget passed by NFC.xlsx, Berthold has highlighted the changes from the previous budget that we had been looking at in yellow, and I'm specifically on the sheet budget FY 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it has a bright yellow background, it's something that's affected by the changes that the NFC made last week. All right, and there's not a whole ton of that, but it's somewhat in there. Okay, I should read here. I'm going to read Bertold's email for us. The biggest thing is gross salary was reduced by $46,257, and this was not removed before that was sent to the committee. So it's been removed now, and because it's been removed, that means basically there is 46 grand fewer expenses than we had anticipated.
Right.
And there's a reduction of another $5,451 for benefits associated with that position.
Mm-hmm.
And so overall salary and related expenses is reduced by $51,702. So that's up in salaries, et cetera, is line 29 on the Excel spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you can see it's yellowed up there, and that brings salaries and related to 1.5 for salaries and related. So that's that. It's better than it had been by 51 grand. And then Bertold says leasehold building improvement. Tracy reduced from $29,500 to $20,000. This is not possible because it is the lease we took on the new telephone system we bought, so he left the $29,500 in.
Well,
okay.
Actually, he moved it up to $26,000 on the spreadsheet that I'm looking at.
Okay, let me get into where that
went. Which is okay, either way. just so we settle on one amount. So if it needs to be $29,500, it should get moved up.
Okay. Hold on one second.
And Ken, with a point of information, is the spreadsheet, I didn't seem to get it in the email. Was it uploaded to the file section?
No, it to play it safe, because we had that problem last time, I just emailed it to the list. So you should get an email from me.
At what time?
At, let's see, California time.
Well, no, it's going to have a timestamp on it. What's the timestamp?
5:56 p.m.
Okay.
For me, California time.
Oh, really? I think it should be 4:56, no?
Well, I've got 5:56.
Sometime this afternoon.
On my computer.
Okay. Sometime this afternoon from our Paul Martin has an attachment, and that's where the thing
okay.
is. So you should see that in there. And now, I have to say, on line 56 that we're talking about the leasehold thing, I've got error messages because possibly because we're translating from Microsoft's XLSX, whatever it is, Excel, latest Excel thing, to OpenOffice. And OpenOffice may need a little update here to deal with the latest tweak the Evil Empire has put into it. So so I actually do not have the number in front of me in the spreadsheet. So.
Okay.
But
the way that
it is that,
because
she says it's 26, so.
I say it's 26. I am okay with just changing that to 29,500 right now.
Bertold is on the call. Bertold, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, Bertold's here.
Okay. Well, and apologies on not making the salaries adjustment quite right. I think I ended up flipping a digit, and I apologize for that. But in account 56, leasehold improvements, is the final number that you need there 26 or 29.5?
You are talking to me?
I am.
Okay.
This is line 56 in the budget FY12 sheet. It's the one I told you earlier.
Yeah, it has to be 21.67. It's 26,000 because that's what we pay for the telephone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's okay at 26.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. So basically what we have done is the central services amount that we had changed to 150 has gone up slightly to 193, which is good. So with So what we're projecting in terms of a modification here is to up slightly the amount of central services.
Point of information.
Mm-hmm.
Bertolt, can you send me the budget that, because our Paul was saying something about he had something, a problem with uploading something. Can you just send a copy of that budget to us, to the, or send it to me and I can send it to the Finance Committee, however that works?
Oh, it's already sent to the Finance,
Yeah, we already have it.
I said this afternoon.
I appreciate that. This is Ken. I didn't get it. I don't know. Sometimes,
okay.
You know, emails don't get through.
Okay.
Here, so.
They're told if you could send out a fresh copy, that would be great. It's not going to hurt us to post it to the NFC listserv again. In the meantime, why don't I just summarize?
But Bertolt can't post to the committee, so.
Oh. Well, Bertolt could send it to LaVarn, and LaVarn could post
okay.
it to the whole committee again. I think that's
fine.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so essentially the revenue lines are staying the same, and we're at 3.495.033. As you guys will remember, we made an adjustment on the fly to the salaries and related expenses figure because we had an unexpected reduction. I tried to flip the digits on the fly, but it looks like I screwed up. So Bertolt has corrected that. And the lowering of that figure brought us to total expenses before shared services of 3.181. So we have an operating surplus of $313,000 before central services. And so what we are doing is, due to WBAI's extraordinary capital expenses, which we can't solve, it seems, at least not this year, we are taking the amount in account 6400, which is line 39, for central services. We had agreed to plan for that at $150,000 per year with a statement from WBAI that they understand the full extent of their shared services obligation. Because we have extra funds, that number can go as high as about $193,000 from the $150,000 that it had been. So what Bertolt is suggesting is that we kick that number up as high as we can, and that's where the surplus goes, which I think is only just. So that's what we would be looking at, and I guess we can have some conversation about it.
Well, Ken?
Okay, Ken?
I might have missed it. Did you give more detail, or are you able to discuss what was the found money under personnel, the lowering? What got lowered?
I don't want to get into too much detail, but we discussed it on the Thursday call. And on the Thursday call, Bertolt told us that. And on the fly, we tried to adjust the Excel document. And what he discovered when he was going through and putting in the changes that we had made is that the number that I put in was still too high. I think that I flipped two digits because we were doing it verbally, which is not the best way to do spreadsheets.
Okay, thank you.
So he has changed the number back to what is correct. Kim?
Where is that loan? Did that get allocated somewhere?
The loan was not in the budget that we did on September 15th. Another option, if we would like, is we have now another $43,000 to work with, loosely, is we could, instead of allocating those funds for shared services, we could allocate them for loan payback. That's something that we could decide to do.
What other plan is there? I mean, I don't know.
We had a debate breakout about whether or not those funds needed to be paid back within this calendar, within the calendar year that we are planning. Different perspectives were presented, and I honestly don't know which is correct. We could get some feedback on that from the BAI people that are here if you want, because that's definitely an option.
Well, I think it needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
Well, could we have in sequential order, I guess, the LSB treasurer are Paul, Berthold, and Alex, and just tell us a little bit about your thoughts about that and whether that's something we should do or how, or if we don't do that, how we would deal with that amount of money and the loan.
Okay, the our Paul here. Regarding the loan, this actually was a little bit controversial in the finance committee. Some people believe you're not supposed to do this. I don't know. And the impression I had gotten was that the loan would end up living entirely in FY11. If not, then yeah, we gotta throw the payback into FY12. So mm-hmm. You know, if it's all in FY11, it's under the bridge by October 1st, then that's that. But if it has to go in FY12, yeah, we have to put it in somewhere as loan repayment, and whatever the amount is, we have to plug in as an expense and see how that affects things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Berthold, do you have anything to add on this?
I think that we're probably going to have 45,000 outstanding of loan repayment. But as we are planning and moving forward, I was hoping that this would not be part of the budget. This is this outreach that we are doing. So the way the loan is structured also is that once the terms of the loan ends, we have one more month. And then after that, each month going forward, we will pay $5,000 a month until we've repaid the loan. So I think this will give us enough time to raise that money, but it's up to you to put it in the budget or not. And then if you want to put it in the budget to be prudent, when that money comes in, it will go straight into the central service or whatever you want. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm confident that that money will be paid back.
Okay. This is Alex.
Alex, yeah, your turn.
I don't know the terms of the loan, but it has to be accounted for somehow. I don't really have any huge preferences for how it's accounted for, but if it's not in the budget, then it should be like a side note somewhere or something. I don't know.
Can be part of the note that we were supposed to write for the NFC.
It could be. On the other hand, the amount that we're talking about is $43,315, which is pretty close to $45,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that we do have a choice here about how we handle it. Any thoughts from anyone else?
LaVon, what do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there were some other issues, or not issues, but caveats on the loan. If that's... Yeah, so there's no opportunity that this loan was going to be forgiven?
I don't think so. It might be reduced, but not. I don't think so.
Okay. So were there any I don't know if we should talk about this on the
we've already raised NSC. Okay.
Since there are no terms that it would be paid back in 2012, you know, you can put in I would think that you would put in maybe make it 18 months and put it in over 18 months. But otherwise, yeah, you should put it in there.
Okay.
This is Ken to the staff.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. Ken, you're up. Ken, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got my foot on mute. Perhaps at LaVon's suggestion, we should go into closed session because it's inappropriate to discuss the details. I do have some concern about it. I'm glad Kim brought it up.
I'll second that. I'll be happy to go up the stream.
Yeah, it's just the question of getting off the stream and then back on the stream. Well, let me see if we can postpone this for a moment and see what is left on the rest of our
agenda that we would need to do in open session, and then we can get off the call and go to closed. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So we have two items, one of which is fairly quick. The first one involves the national office budget, and it is looking to me like we don't have a draft. Lauren, can you give us a status report?
Yeah, I can, and the assignment was on Friday was that we would do this and have a draft for today. We don't have it.
Okay.
I don't have it.
So we're not going to have it.
We're not going to have it today, tonight. We're working on it now. But the assignment was that we would have a draft budget by noon today. We don't have it.
Okay.
This is Ken.
We will need to have some conversation about what that means for the in-person meeting and how to deal with it. But it means that our work tonight is shorter because we can't work on a draft we don't have. Ken, you wanted to address
I'd like to get a chance to review it prior to being presented to the PMB.
Point of information.
Yeah.
It seems like if we can get this and have it ready by tomorrow morning early or tomorrow morning before noon, which I should have, since we have all the assumptions are there, all the stuff is there. It just has to be put into the format. So I should be able to, like I said, it's been worked on now. So. Hopefully, you know, we should have some kind of draft tomorrow. We are already working on the consolidation, so we're just waiting for that. That's the last one.
Well, it seems to me that we don't have any authority to present a budget the NFC hasn't passed, and I don't think we should. And it's also the case that it's not really possible for the NFC to meet after tonight. So under those circumstances, I think the reality is that at the in-person meeting, we will approve all of the unit budgets, and the NO budget and consolidated budget will have to wait until after the meeting. We would need to take it up at our first NFC meeting afterwards and kick it over to the PNB at their first post-in-person meeting. I'm willing to be argued with, but I think that's what procedure would kind of indicate. I don't see what other choice we have. Okay, Bill, go ahead. Bill?
He's driving, I'll bet we lost him.
Okay, well, then we'll go to LaVarn and then back to Bill.
Okay, like I said, plan was that it was to be ready today, and this is what we had done on Friday when we went over this. So, but it's not here. So I've been told that it would be ready by tomorrow, by noon. But for you to review. So in terms of how do we get it done, so once we get that, then we're ready to, you know, that's the only budget left to drop in the consolidated format. So we should be able to have that, like, by late evening. So I don't know. I mean, in terms of approval, I mean, you'll get to review it. So whether what I would like is that everyone to look at it, send questions, and, you know, call me, and then, you know, if you feel comfortable with it, then we can perhaps look at doing something before the meeting. But if not, if you don't feel comfortable with it or your questions aren't answered, then we'll have to do as you say. But I will still be able to do a preliminary, to show the preliminary without the approved budget.
Right. Okay, Bill, I think you were next on the stack. Have you made your way back?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I disconnected myself accidentally. One possibility is that we could recommend, we could ask that this be put on the agenda, kind of already is, from the committee without a recommendation on it so that we can discuss it. And then the NFC could be discussing it by email between now and Saturday, which I think is when this is going to come up, and then if there are, you know, if you get the adjustments made that might be needed, if it can be happened before Saturday, and if it looks like we don't have consensus on whatever needs to be done, then we just refer it back to the NFC at the CNB meeting. But that would give us an opportunity to maybe get it passed if it's okay with everybody on the committee. And that way, we would have it done before the end of the fiscal year, because that's one of the concerns of the auditors, not getting all the budget done before then.
Well, we certainly could do that. I think everyone on the committee needs to feel comfortable about doing it. And I also think that it's hard for people to do that because they haven't seen the draft that they're not going to see. But if we could put in enough precautions to make sure that we get input from all the members of the committee, I think we could take that approach. It would be nice to get everything approved prior to the 30th. Okay, Arlene, what do you think we should do?
I was also thinking maybe we could agree that we'd all try to set our alarms extra early on Friday or Saturday morning and meet at 7, or meet instead of going to the workshop at 8 o'clock, the Finance Committee might meet one of those days, and that would give us an hour to go over it.
Yeah. We can absolutely do that, and those of us who are in D.C. can just get together around a speakerphone. If the folks that are not in D.C. would accommodate us, that is doable. It wouldn't stream, but, of course, the meeting itself will stream. And we could probably work something out with John to record it and put an archive up afterwards. That's probably doable. Are people okay with that as a plan? Anyone strongly objects?
I have a question.
Plan again.
Okay, I heard Barbara and I heard Arpal.
If this early morning meeting at 7 o'clock?
Yes, will be impossible for people in California, so it will be at a different time. Of
yes, I was going to say, who's
yes.
7 o'clock are we talking about here?
That's impossible. I hear you.
Barbara.
Pardon me?
I said, we expect you to get up at 4, Barbara. You know you love this that much.
Yes, exactly.
I think, in reality, what we will probably do, and everyone is now going to shoot me, but I think we will have to sacrifice a lunch period or something like that, which would put us at like a 9 a.m. Pacific, which I think is reasonable if you could accommodate that, Barbara.
Sure.
Okay.
That works for me too, Tracy. That's a good thought.
I mean, it's kind of horrible, but, you know, none of this is good, so if we have to, we have to. And I think that would also make the demands on John a little more reasonable, you know. I mean, he could probably flip a switch before lunch without too much pain.
Point of information, you're saying 9 a.m. what day? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, what day?
Well, I think that we would be looking at Friday. The Finance Committee report is on Saturday, as I understand when I look at the agenda. Bill, I think you've got background noise, so if you could be the one to mute, that'd be great. Thank you. So I think it would have to be Friday. I'm thinking about the Friday lunch session, which would, I think, be our noonish, and it would be 9 a.m. Pacific for Kim and for Barbara. And for Jim, it would be like 10 a.m. Pacific. I know people have jobs. That may be crazy, but if we can get quorum on it, it might be better than the alternative, which is just not getting it done.
I personally am okay with it, the time.
Okay. Well, if you and Barbara both are, then I think it's not too bad.
This is Bruce.
Okay, Bruce. Yeah.
Okay, let me just get this straight. So you're saying on this agenda for the CMB meeting on Friday where it says 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. lunch, you're suggesting we actually have an NFC meeting?
I'm suggesting that we have an NFC meeting. So the agenda says 1 to 2 for lunch?
It says 12 to 1.
12 to 1, yeah. We would be doing it from 12 to 1.
Unless you're including the open session also.
I would prefer not to, so it would be 12 to 1 for lunch, and what we would need to do in D.C. is grab some food, go to a quiet place. There is a breakout room.
That's where we're going to do it. And also, do you think we can actually do it in 1 hour? I'm just asking. Just
I think we can. We need to be focused about it, but I think we can.
Can I step in here?
Of course you can step in.
I think you forget this thing very soon, like tomorrow. And I don't think there should be too many issues. What you basically have, you have five different, or like really six different budgets consolidated into one budget, and you just make sure that they add up, and then it gives you the general idea of what it is that's happening, you know, to the network consolidated.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, essentially, we're either able to recommend it to the PD, or we tell them on Saturday that we're not able to recommend it. And I think we should try if we can. If we can't do it in an hour, then we can't, and that's what we have to report back.
Barbara, with a question.
Yeah.
When you first mentioned this, you said Thursday or Friday. Is it, I'm not the one that's having the, you know, first day of the conference interrupted by a meeting, but is everyone traveling on Thursday? Is it not possible to do it on Thursday just so you don't break up your day like that? And if we need a little more than an hour, it won't be so consequential?
It's a good question. I'm traveling the train.
Can't hear you, Tracy.
Oh, sorry. I'm traveling by train, so for me it's not impossible, but I'm thinking that at least a couple of people are likely to be on planes on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on a train, too, but service on Amtrak is not guaranteed everywhere,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know if I'll have a cell phone line to speak on.
Yeah.
Not exactly something I was looking forward to doing on the train either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, but I'm just thinking, I mean, Ken would presumably be flying. Bill would presumably be flying. Is there any possibility for Thursday, or is that just not going to work?
This is Bill. Actually, I'm going to be driving. I hopefully will get in mid-afternoon or early afternoon on Friday. I'm going out Thursday.
Arpal, okay, Arpal, and then Bruce.
Okay. Since we're having these difficulties setting it up, and it's starting to sound a bit dicey, maybe we should just say, we'll have to do the national office and consolidate it after the PNB meeting. I mean, because then we can sit down, look at everything. You know, the consolidated's kind of big, and there are possibilities of, you know, lots of questions with the overall budget of the entire Pacifica Foundation. So maybe we just have to say we're going to show up with the bunch of budgets, but not the national office and consolidated, and just bite that bullet and have the meeting sometime after the PNB meeting.
That's an option. Bruce?
Oh, I just saw on Thursday from 3 o'clock on, I'm going to be going back and forth from Union Station to the hotel, picking people up and dropping them off. So if we did it on, assuming it could be done, it would have to be early on Thursday morning, sort of right back to the, you know, the time issue again.
Yeah, Ken, what's your flight schedule?
I arrive at 5:30 a.m.
On Friday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday. So you'll be around. Well, it's a possibility. I think that the streaming will be impossible. I'm pretty confident on that. It might actually be easier to get, if not a stream, at least a tape on Friday, because we'll be there. My understanding, just for what it's worth, is that we have a breakout room available to us. So all of us who are there can get into a room, you know, a fairly quiet room, sit around a table, you know, put a cell phone on speakerphone and call the rest of the committee. So it's really just a question of whether an hour is a sufficient amount of time. I think that if we feel like we can do it in an hour, that's the most sane time to try to do it.
Barbara, for the stack.
Yeah, Barbara.
Well, I know I suggested Thursday, but now I'm going to suggest should we examine Wednesday? Lavarne says that she thinks it'll be ready tomorrow, and it sounded like she first said the middle of the day, but evening for sure. And then I'm thinking, how is it going to feel to be rushed to make a decision about these two budgets within an hour? I sort of feel like if it's ready tomorrow, can we review it Wednesday evening? And then if that's not possible, then I would go for the it goes after the PNB meetings. Because I don't really feel very good trying to absorb all this and, vote on it with the kind of time pressure we're in now.
Okay. Well, let me think about this for a second if there's any other interval that would give us more time. I think Thursday is tough with people moving around. Wednesday night is tough for me because I have a family commitment, but I could try to rearrange that somehow.
I have a suggestion. If we were going to meet Friday morning, how about meeting Wednesday morning?
Yeah, I'm not available Wednesday night either. I have a commitment to an event in Washington.
Wednesday morning is, how much time would we have after Lavarne releases these budgets?
Well, let me think for a second about the Friday schedule. So we have a lunch interval, and then we have an evening event. We certainly could, on Friday night, simply inform folks that we're going to be late, but I think that's difficult for Arlene and difficult for Lavarne because it's an event that we're supposed to be at. Bruce, do you have the agenda handy? You seem to have the agenda in front of you. What does it say about Friday night? What's the interval between the close of the session and the event?
I had it open. I have to reopen it.
Okay.
Just take a second. You're talking about Friday, what's the interval, when, what interval?
I'm talking about Friday evening first, and then
Friday
look at Wednesday morning.
Friday evening.
What time is the afternoon session over?
It looks like Friday. This is 1 to 2 p.m. for the open session, and then it's... It goes to the next day. Friday evening adjourns at 5 p.m. 5:30 to 9 p.m. is dinner and jazz night. That's at Mr. Presbyterian. Westminster Presbyterian probably. I think they probably would be starting around 7 or so for the actual jazz night. So, you might have an hour in there, like between 5:30 and 6:30. But
That's what I'm thinking, so it sounds kind of awkward.
I wouldn't be able to make a Friday evening, early Friday evening session. I wouldn't be available till after 9 o'clock.
Okay. So next suggestion we have on the table is Wednesday morning. If we get the document tomorrow, that seems reasonable. What's the Wednesday morning availability for folks?
Jim can't make it.
Not going to work for me.
Okay.
You know, I could do it Wednesday morning or evening, but I just need to get the stuff the evening before so that I can look at it. I won't have to get my computer when I leave the call, probably.
Well, we have two people saying no, which is a lot. I mean, one person I could live with, but two is, two members of the
team. I need to get the copies at the station, so if it comes late at night, it's not useful for me.
Okay.
You won't be able to get the meeting streamed on Wednesday anyway.
I know. All right, that doesn't sound like the best idea. So we're down to two, which is try to do what we can do Friday lunch or just let go of it and bring the PNB 4 divisional budgets, and that's it.
Point of information?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought we were still going with the option for Friday at lunch.
Well, we're having some objections to that, so we're considering the we're not presenting it option.
I thought that was, I mean, who objects? Can we get that?
Well, Barbara felt that an hour was probably not a sufficient amount of time.
Well, I was just worried that that wouldn't be, yeah.
It might not be. I don't know. I mean, another option is we could try, and if we don't
I mean, I would think that we could try. If Barbara cannot do that, then that we'll have to go without her. But that will, I think Friday, sending it out, you know, like Virtual said, we should have it consolidated by the end of the day for sure if we get the other budget. And if I, so I'm trying to get confirmation on that because otherwise I'll have to arrange another way to get the budget done.
Okay. So the question becomes, are Paul and Barbara, are you willing to give it a try for an hour with the comment that if we don't get to a place where the committee's comfortable, then we fail, then it will have to be done later?
Well, sure.
Willing to give it a try.
Of course, but I didn't think we were the only people who were questioning this.